This podcast is brought to you by Jay and Jack Plus, where you can find shows like today's show, The Fringe Podcast with Jay and Jack. And it's only $2.99 a month. You can find that at jayandjacktv.com and click the Plus button on that page. Everyone, welcome to the Fringe Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Gus.
And welcome to the show. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm doing better now. A little stressful a few minutes ago.
What? Oh, the Chargers?
Chargers.
I wasn't worried.
You know, we're all complaining. If you're on the Charger message board, I know this has nothing to do with Fringe, but maybe it's an alternate universe question. In the past, the Chargers have always been high-octane, winning, you know, but start out like 1-3, 2-4, and we complain about that. Now we're complaining that we're 4-1.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Exactly.
But we have Fringe to talk about.
Yes, a brand new Fringe episode. It was a very, very good episode. One of the best ones. I think definitely the best of this season so far. A very emotional episode. And we'll get to that today in the Lost Recap. Got a few bits of listener feedback. And Jack, do you have a new crackpot theory of the week for us?
I have a new crackpot theory. I think they're all coming true. It's crazy.
So we'll get to that.
People are accusing me of being a spoiler.
So
How about we start the campaign, though, for John Noble for Emmy?
I agree completely.
Is it true he's never gotten nominated for this?
No, he's never gotten nominated.
I'll put him up there with Michael Emerson and Terry O'Quinn.
Yeah.
On the same scale as what those guys did for their show.
Yeah. I agree.
He's amazing.
I agree.
There, I said it.
Let's get into some Fringe recap.
Let's do it.
All right, it's Fringe recap time, and we have a brand new episode to talk about today. We have Alone in the World.
Real quick, though, you were born 30 years too late.
Why?
You could have made a lot of money in the 70s doing theme songs for TV shows.
Thank you, I appreciate
it. Go back and listen. It sounds like any classic 70s TV show.
This one starts out with Walter having a monthly evaluation with his old Dr. Saunders, whatever his name was,
Dr.
from St. Clair's.
McGarrett's dad.
And he brings up that... all the reflective surfaces are covered, and calls him out on seeing a man.
Well, I do like how Walter goes, well, I am taking my meds in my own kind of way.
With my own supplements, of course.
You know, I have my own way of taking my meds. You think the doctor would say, Walter, you can't do that.
See, that was a little weird.
The doctor sits back and just goes, yeah, whatever, I'm getting paid.
Cashing in the check?
I'm just saying, I think most doctors in that situation would say, no, you can't change the formula around. This is what I've given you.
Yeah.
Prescribed to you. You have to take it this way.
Yeah.
But he just goes, yeah. So I think the doctor's in on something. I think there's something with the doctor.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trusting the doctor.
All right. We then cut to a scene with a boy running away from some bullies into a bit of a hideaway.
Yeah.
As the boy is about to be beaten, veins of some sort take over the bullies and kill them.
Now, I know it's just kids, but
yeah.
Does anyone hate to see bullies get what it's got coming to them? I mean, you don't want to see.
I didn't feel too bad.
You don't want to see the kids die, but I was like, well, you know, they were bullies. Is that probably how they portrayed it? You know, maybe how they can get away with killing kids like that? And
I guess so, because I mean, is that the first time they've killed like just straight up killed kids?
No,
an episode.
I can't remember. Probably not.
Like in a non-sympathetic light.
I'm sure there's been kids that have died in the episode, but the whole time I'm thinking, I hate bullies.
Yeah.
And oh well, you got what you deserve.
Yeah.
Take that.
We then cut to an orange fringe. I like the orange fringe opening. It's nice. It looks nice in HD.
It's sweet.
We then go to Olivia looking through this face search database. It's what is that about?
And she was sketching someone.
Yeah.
I didn't see it the first time I watched it.
Neither did I.
The second time I watched it, I said, oh, she was made. Oh, I get it. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to spoil anyone.
Yeah.
But she was sketching something.
Lincoln arrives there, and Olivia has a sit down with Lincoln and says that, you know, I'm here to talk to you if you need it.
I'm here to talk to you. It was teacher Olivia.
Yeah, it was.
Because she had her hair pulled back. She has her glasses. It's non-fun Olivia.
Yeah.
She's being a teacher.
Secretary Olivia?
Secretary Olivia. Not that... I don't want to say secretaries aren't fun. No, we don't want to say that. But Olivia at this point...
I'm saying her look, you know, pulled back hair.
Her look is like... She was like being a mother
okay.
to Lincoln.
And Lincoln didn't like it too much.
No.
We then go to the Fringe team arriving to where the bullies were killed. It's in Hyde Park. Walter is upset, and he takes it out on Broyles when they're kind of going back and forth.
Well, at first I wrote down, what you know, Walter's a little testy because you know he thinks that probably Broyles wants to put him back.
Yeah.
He does not want to go back.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we find out that's actually what happened.
They discover that there was another boy there. The one body is brought back to Harvard.
I need two.
And the bodies have a strong smell. So Astrid's going to get some candles.
Yeah, but Walter goes, nice.
Broyles asks how Walter is doing because he heard from his old friend at St. Clair's. And Walter is disturbed by Peter's voice.
Well, he's trying to talk to Broyles, and Peter's like, you know,
he's being a bit annoying, I think.
Well, I think, you know, you need to. That's just rude.
Yeah, it is.
When someone's having a conversation, you wait or you say, excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Walter, can I drive you crazy?
And he has a breakdown right in front of Broyles and Astrid, so it doesn't look too good.
No.
We then have Aaron, who is brought into the Harvard lab.
He's a quiet boy.
Yeah, he is usually alone, and Libby lets him know he will be examined by Walter, but he's afraid of doctors.
Nothing to be afraid. You know, there's nothing to be afraid of with Walter. And then Walter comes up, he's got blood all over his apron. Take off your shirt. The kid just looking, going,
it was really funny.
I'm not going to like this.
Walter takes a withdrawal, not a shot of his blood. And Aaron plays with an old toy, but Walter freaks out because it was Peter's.
I did write this. Walter acts like Jay. Don't touch my toy. Just saying. It just kind of reminded. There's a lot of things in here that were referenced to you in this episode.
Yeah, directly.
Yes.
He says that he's dead. Peter's dead.
Yeah.
We then go to Astrid. Astrid. I'm as bad as Walter. Astrid. He calls her so many different names, though. Like, I feel like I call her Astro, Aster.
This whole taking the toy thing, it's really throwing you off, hasn't it?
No. I'm really upset about it.
Is Peter talking to you?
Brings Walter to check the body, and rabid mold is growing on the boy.
Yes.
But then he sees, like, this kind of thing getting ready to burst out, so Walter gets into the incubation chamber.
That's why Walter's good to have around.
Before it blows spores out.
Yeah.
He tries to warn the hospital of the boy that they have, but
they're
too
late. He's on his lunch break.
Yeah.
This goes, you know, people were out there working. Don't be so worried about your lunch break.
People got killed by this thing, but we didn't really care too much.
No.
I felt bad.
Did you feel bad for him?
No, I'm saying, like, they made it, like, we didn't.
You have the lady on the phone. Well, I think they made it because we should have felt bad for the lady, but not the guy. The guy was kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see this? Boom.
Yes, and it kills the two doctors.
Right. Were they doctors or just examiners?
Examiners.
Doctors. I guess they're doctors, too.
Maybe. The Fringe team goes in hazmat suits, and the doctor's room
Hold on a second. The hazmat suits, but there was nothing covering their... Was there anything under there? From their boots to their... Their boots weren't... The hazmat suits weren't tucked into the boots.
I know, right?
So couldn't the thing just crawl? If there was something there, couldn't have gone up their leg?
Yeah, they weren't very...
They didn't seem too concerned about this thing.
Yeah, because we'll get into that later.
Well, I'm just going to say, if I'm going in there with a hazmat suit...
You're going to, like, duct tape the thing.
Yeah, I'm going to be covered.
Yeah.
I don't want anything crawling up my leg.
I agree.
Just saying.
Full of evil fungi.
Yeah.
It's a rapid expanding force that Olivia wants to kill with flamethrowers.
Oh, yeah. She's not messing around. I don't want bright lights.
Aaron and Walter bond over being lonely. Walter offers Aaron to stay with him, and they share some milkshakes while wearing tin hats.
Right. Who doesn't do that?
Aaron asks how Peter died. Walter tells him the story, and it's exactly the same as in the previous universes, but this time Peter drowned under the lake afterwards.
I did like Aaron's comment.
Who had that theory, by the way? Was it a listener that did that?
Which one?
That he drowned in the lake. I know we had a theory that said that. I think it was a listener.
I don't think it was me.
So I think the listener gets the MVP.
Well, you should know who the listener was. Was it a phone call?
I think it was an email or phone call. Since it's we'll do some research and see who did actually say it, but I know it was said. So for this episode, I'm going to give the listener the MVP award.
I did like how Aaron asked Walter, "You sure you don't belong in an institution?" After he tells him the story, because it is kind of it's an out there story.
Yeah. Yeah,
especially for a kid.
Fringe arrives at the evil fungi colony, and Olivia notices chalk drawing similar to Aaron's. Olivia starts to destroy the colony, but it is somehow connected to Aaron.
Aaron, Walter, you're killing Aaron.
Walter puts Aaron in an ice tub. They have to find a way to break the connection.
I'm guessing that was fake ice,
so they can kill the evil fungi, but not Aaron. Aaron talks about how he connected with something there that understood him and wanted to protect him. He led the bullies to there. Aaron feels responsible for their death, but Walter assures him he is not.
Right.
Walter's hypothesis is that the evil fungi named Gus is a giant growing brain. The bigger he gets, the more intelligent he becomes. They still need to find a way to stop his
connection. I do like how they simplified it for us, the viewers.
Yeah.
You know, because it was getting kind of technical there. First, people haven't been in science class in about 40 years. So when he said, it's like a brain? Like a brain. I did like that.
Royal calls another calls, and they have another victim who was found 6 miles away, and they need to kill Gus ASAP. Walter's upset that they're going to kill Peter. Wait, Aaron.
Right. And they only have 2 hours. Now, could you make this decision?
What?
You know, because he says later on, he goes, either you have to save them for saving one kid. Could you do that? Could you order that? If you were Broyles, could you do Broyles' job?
In this situation, I think you have to. You hate to see it, but you have to.
I don't know if
one kid or the extinction of the entire human race.
I get it, but that's a tough call.
Fringe arrives back to Gus's stronghold. They have a solution. Courtesy of Nina Sharp and Massive Dynamic. This is the first time we've had Nina Sharp and Massive Dynamic, isn't it, mentioned?
I think we've heard Nina Sharp before.
Have we? Massive Dynamic, I forgot about that.
I think we've heard Nina Sharp before. Okay. We haven't seen her, though, have we?
No, I don't think so.
I don't remember.
I don't think we have. We've watched so much Fringe lately, it's kind of all blended together.
It is all blurred together.
But I don't recall seeing her.
I don't know.
Watch Parker get like 1,000 emails.
Blair now. Brown, I apologize if you were in it. I apologize.
Walter proposes lobotomizing him, but Olivia tells him no.
Walter, you can't do that.
Yeah,
Olivia's acting like the teacher again there.
Yeah, but she doesn't get any more time for Walter. Broyles wants it dead now.
Because it was going to the subway system.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Train station.
Exactly. And it's actually in a few buildings, but they got abandoned. The team is inside the center of Gus. A red shirt prepares the injection of poison. So here's the thing: if you're going, it's all over the place. How about wearing? They wore the hazmat suits in the thing. Why wouldn't they wear them here?
That was what
they had no protection.
I was not getting that at all. I said, okay, they can't. It can't.
They're going to tiptoe.
It can't touch you. Oh, it's cool. It's cool. Like I said, I wouldn't go in there without any, you know, there's no way I'd be in there without any protection.
Yeah.
There's just no way. Call me a coward. Call me whatever you want. But when they went, I go, how are they not wearing anything? Unless they thought they were safe.
How?
But
all it needs to do is touch it.
Well, they'd been in there before and hadn't had a problem.
They almost did. It started to swarm and took the lights out.
Well, it was during this.
That was before.
So why weren't they wearing a hazmat thing?
Yes.
You think they just forgot?
It's silly.
Well, these are the same people that always yell, stop, FBI, and they run away.
But even red shirt, like, dude, how about we get like a long stick and put it there? Like, let's get right directly in there and jab it. Like, it's not going to defend itself.
But he's supposed to die.
Like, I felt bad. But Gus fights back, kills the red shirt. they start to lose Aaron, and Lincoln is taken as well.
The red shirt just got clobbered.
Oh, yeah.
But Lincoln, they're going, we got to keep him around for a while.
Walter finds a way to reach Aaron. Aaron is emotionally attached. Walter,
a great, great scene.
It is. Walter pleads with Aaron that he won't leave him and pleads to let him go. Aaron detaches, Gus dies, and Lincoln is released. Do you want to talk about it? So Lincoln says that once he gets free.
It was fun. It was a funny line. He goes, you looked a little stressed out. You looked a little, I forgot the term he used, but it was funny.
Yeah. Walter says goodbye to Aaron and gives him Peter's toy, references Toy Story.
Yeah. Well, he says, what did he say? Walter gives Aaron Peter's toy. He says he's seen a movie with talking toys. Very disturbing. He didn't say he cried. Very disturbing.
He still sees Peter, and he tries to lobotomize himself.
Oh, my
God.
This scene was hard to watch.
Yeah.
It was worse the second time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Olivia stops him. He doesn't want to go back to St. Clair's. Olivia has seen Peter in her dreams.
Yes.
Now he knows he's not crazy, and they must find him. End of Fringe.
Great. I love the episode.
Yeah, it was just a really good emotional episode. And I know some people have been complaining about this season so far, but it's been thoroughly enjoyable this season.
Did it have the magic of season 3 where so much was going on? I would say no, but the acting and the story itself, I mean, the acting is great.
Yeah.
I mean, John Noble, I mean, I was almost tearing up.
Yeah.
I mean, he just was connecting with the boy. You believe that you just believe in him as an actor, what he was doing. I love the episode.
Yeah, I did too. It was a very, very good. And I think Colleen said this too, but I put up there with the White Tulip episode.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but yeah, it was up there. It was an emotion. It was
a very emotional episode.
It pulled at your, you know, I didn't cry, but
yeah.
But it was a good episode.
Yeah, I agree. So let's get into some listener feedback, Jack. What do you say?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Got some phone calls and emails getting to. First, we're going to start out with an email here. From our good friend, Canadian Dan.
Canadian Dan.
Dear Cemental Toy and Gus. I'm sure this episode had Jay sobbing since Walter referenced Toy Story.
You had to stop it, didn't you?
No.
And go back and watch it again?
No.
Hey, you going?
Here's a thought I had regarding the different universes. In past seasons, we had blue and red. Now we only have orange, but do we really? I believe that once Peter connected the two universes, they merge into one messed up universe. Blue plus red equals orange. As Walter said before, the one thing the world is built upon is balance. And since now only one universe, the balance is off. Or is it? I believe a new universe was created to balance the world. I'd nickname this Purple Universe. I believe Peter, following his crime against the world where he merged universes, was transported into the Purple Universe. Now he's trying to make his way back, much like Olivia's attempts at the beginning of Season 3. I can already smell my MVP award. Love, Canadian Dan.
Yeah, I can't argue with it.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. We'll see what happens. I'm kind of curious to see how they're going to handle Peter coming back and how that does relate to the different universes, because there still is two sides. They go to the different sides, so there's still two universes to a certain extent.
Are you a little concerned you haven't seen Walternate yet? What's he up to?
I agree. Something's going
on. Is Walternate the one that's controlling? I mean, I said earlier that maybe Walternate was when people said, no, you're crazy. But is Walternate trying to drive Walter crazy? Is Walter controlling Pete?
Nah. Peter? Nah, I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no?
Yeah.
It would be a cool twist, though. Yeah. We haven't seen him. I know we're confused on the Nina Sharp thing, but I know we have not seen Walternate at all.
Yeah.
We've seen everybody else from over there, haven't we? Except Broyles. We just know Broyles is alive.
Yeah.
But, I'll be curious to see if we see Walternate here soon.
Interesting.
Just saying.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens, and Dan, maybe you will win that MVP award. Currently, the MVP standings are Jay with one, that's me, Jack with zero.
How come I didn't get one last week?
Nobody won last week.
Wow. And, with my great theory that when Peter comes back, Olivia will not remember being in love with him?
If that does come true, you will win an MVP award.
I think I should get two for that.
No, it's a simple situation.
Oh, simple situation.
It has to be a unanimous decision. And currently, you are zero. I have one, and the listener has one. So
the listener, we don't know what it is.
We'll find that out. We'll do some research.
It's amazing you have you down as one, and knowing that you have one, but you don't give any. Well, the listener has one, but we don't know who it is.
We will. We'll know who it is. We'll listen to the last week's episode.
All right.
Yeah, let's get into a phone call, Jack. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Jay and Jack, this is the other caller from last week. I forgot to say my name. It's Chase from Charlotte. My theory for this week is just kind of throwaway, but I thought it was funny because I watch all these shows and I see parallels. But season 4 of Fringe is season 6 of Lost. Everything that we're watching is the Flash sideways. They're dead, and Peter's character is trying to make them all wake up and remember. Bam. Sell it. It's true. Just wait. It's going to be right, and then I'm going to get the tally. All right, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you for the phone call.
So is the other caller right?
What is that?
He's the other caller.
Is the other caller?
Well, he's Chase, but do we want to stick with the other caller or Chase? What do you like best? I kind of like the other caller.
Sure.
No?
Yeah.
Or do you want to call him Chase?
Whatever works for him, I guess. All right. We can go Chase. Or there's been a few Chases that have called the show, though.
Yeah. So let's just go other caller.
Okay, the other caller is what we'll call him.
So I kind of like his theory. What if because a lot of people think this might be the last season of Fringe.
Why would this be the last season of
Fringe? I've heard a lot of rumblings this is going to be the last season of Fringe.
Well, if it is, okay.
I hear people on the streets that it's going to be the last season. It's not doing great in the ratings, but like you said, they have American Idol to help pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of shows aren't doing great in the ratings. So no. If it is the last season, would they go that route that they're all dead and Peter's trying to wake them up?
No.
They wouldn't go that way?
No,
I think Fringe takes a lot of chances.
It does, but that they don't take those kind of chances.
No, I'm saying, but they do take chance. They do go out there and take some chances.
Yeah, but they won't do it this way.
So you're saying no?
I'm giving a big no.
Don't you think we should get at least 5 seasons of Fringe?
Sure.
I mean, look how long it took me to get
6 seasons in a movie.
But it took me this long to get into it. They can't cancel it now.
They can do whatever they want. It's not Russia.
Can't. It is Russia. They can't do it. No, but it remains to be seen what happens. Well, we had 3 episodes so far this season.
Yes, this is the third.
We have 20 more to go.
A lot can happen.
A lot can happen in 20 episodes.
All right, Jack, you ready for your crackpot theory of the week?
Oh, the crack fact theory of the week?
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Okay, we know for a fact that we heard out earlier today that that when Peter comes back, Olivia's not going to remember being in love with him.
Why is that?
Don't we know that for a fact?
Why do we know that for a fact?
Because didn't I say that earlier?
No.
And I'm never wrong.
When did you say that again?
I said during the podcast.
Oh.
Thanks for paying attention. Well, that's my theory.
Okay.
I think that when...
Wait, when did you say it? I don't remember that at all.
That was my crackpot theory.
Man, it didn't stick.
I talked about it earlier in this episode.
That was your crackpot theory last week?
Yeah, and I talked about it earlier in this episode.
You referenced it. You didn't repeat it, though. I don't remember what you did last week. God. That's how bad it was.
When you were talking about the tallies and everything, I said I don't get a tally for that.
No, if it happens for you, I'll give you an MPV, MVP vote.
I don't want an MPP. I don't want that. I'll pass MPV. On the MPP. I'll pass on that. So what's gonna something will have to happen in order for Olivia to jar her memory back. I think that only way it's gonna happen, because I think eventually she's gonna fall. You see that she's gonna fall in love with Lincoln, right? Something's going to happen with her and Lincoln.
Possibly, yeah.
You don't see it?
I could see it. I could definitely see it.
In order for her...
Remember, I got that one before you could use it as your crackpot theory. That's why I have MVP.
But so. I had it written down.
That's great, but I said it before you.
But I had it written down.
Doesn't matter.
But I had it written
It's on record.
But I had it
and I
down.
Won, so.
See, to me, it's not all about winning.
Yes, it is.
It's if the team wins, I'm happy. If everyone's happy with the Fringe, I'm happy. That's all that matters. So in order... Because Fringe takes chances. In order for this to happen, she'll fall in love with Lincoln.
Okay.
Peter will come back.
Okay.
Peter will obviously remember being in love with her.
Okay. But she won't.
She won't.
Okay.
She won't remember until Lincoln dies. Then she'll remember being in love with Peter.
How does Lincoln die?
Lincoln's going to die. Maybe it's his hazmat suit doesn't have it all the way down to his tucked into his boots.
Why would him dying make Anna Torv? How would that make...
now you're spreading rumors you can't back up.
Olivia.
Because it's Fringe and things happen that are wacky. I'm telling you, that's
okay.
I'm telling you, that's what I see what's going to happen.
Okay.
They're not going to have a love... They're not going to be like Lost and have a love triangle. They're not going to have the Sawyer, Jack, and Kate thing. They're just not going to do it. So one of them's going to have to die, and it's going to be Lincoln. They got another Lincoln over there. They only have one Peter. Well, right now, we don't even have a Peter, right?
Yes.
So... In order for Peter to come back, in order for the world to be righted again, everything to be right in the world again, Lincoln will have to die. And not cool Lincoln, the nerdy Lincoln on this side.
But I like the nerdy Lincoln.
He's going to die. I'm calling my show. I'm telling you. Write it down. He will die.
Okay.
And then Olivia will remember, oh, that's right. I love you. Peter. No, she'll be like, Lincoln. Oh, wait. Peter? Okay, there you go. And I'll be happy in the world.
All right, let's get on to next on Fringe. If you don't want to be spoiled, skip ahead about 2 minutes.
There we go.
All right, so next week we are going to be going over, jeez Louise, watching
you're,
the episode.
You're having a tough time today.
Subject 9. And it is the fourth episode of the fourth season of Fringe. Olivia uncovers a dangerous force that may be connected to past experience with Cortexafan.
Ooh.
Experiments. Yeah. The investigation forces Walter to leave the lab for the first time in years and travel to Massive Dynamic to examine old case files. Walter struggles with his emotional state as he confronts the demons of his past.
Now, I can't remember. Do we know if Olivia remembers that she was once a patient of Walter's? Or did test?
I would assume we know.
That we know? Or she knows.
No, you know what? Maybe, God.
Because everything has changed. The reason
why he did really...
Obviously, she still has...
Wait, but the reason why he pushed so hard on Olivia was so he'd get Peter back to the other side, remember?
Right. Hmm. Huh. I'm just curious. Yeah. Obviously, she still has a photographic memory. She still has some powers to be.
Does she?
Yeah, she, I mean, she has the photographic memory. She still has that going on.
When did she use photographic memory?
Last week with the trailer, the tractor. She remembered the license plate. She remembered that the drawing was the same drawing that Aaron was drawing. She
yeah, but that's not... I could do that.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't remember personal license plate. There's no way you can remember
yeah,
the
yeah, I can. I don't want to say it on the show.
I'm telling you right now, I think she still okay. has the photographic memory.
We'll have to see what happens. All right.
I'm just asking questions. I don't know.
So let's close out the show, Jack.
Let's do it.
All right, if you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime. That's
206-309-0311. Call anytime with the last questions, comments. Not and lost. Fringe questions, comments, and or theories.
I got to give you
that.
You
do it one way for 6 years.
It is. Did I fault you on that one? No. Did I throw something at you? No, I didn't.
Give us an email to thefringecast@gmail.com. That's thefringecast@gmail.com. Also, follow us on twitter.com/JayandJack, Crackpot Jack and Luke Venk, LukeVenk. Also, our Facebook group and our Facebook page at facebook.com/JayandJack. And subscribe to this show and many others at JayandJackTV.com. Sign up for $0.01 for the month of October. Then after that, it's only $2.99. Just think about all the things you could get for $2.99.
A Slurpee?
Slurpee, a cup of coffee, or would you rather get over 5 shows a week for a month for only $2.99?
I'd rather have the 5 shows a week, but that's just me. I'm a gambler.
So we'll see you guys next week. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.